Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This undeniable miracle of God also demands a thorough investigation. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. You know, on the evening of July 13, Saturday, we all, when we learned about this attempted assassination of President Donald J. Trump, were shocked. Mm-hmm. Shocked. And the more that we watched information and watched reruns of different angles of the attempted assassination, and then the failures of the security, so many emotions, Holly, run through us. Mm-hmm. On the one hand, this is an undeniable miracle. Oh. You know, we witnessed a miracle during this horrific circumstance of the attempted assassination of President Donald Trump. In fact, just a fraction of an inch, a few centimeters, half an inch or more, and that's the difference between life or death. Donald Trump went off script. He went off the teleprompter. Instead of looking directly at the crowd, he started to look at the screen regarding immigration in the chart. And by that just last moment flick of the head, that was the difference between life and death. That's a miracle that absolutely is undeniable. I think President Donald Trump now realizes he should not be here. He should be dead. But by a miracle of God, he is alive. And the Republican National Convention continued last week, and he accepted the nomination of President of the United States for the Republican Party. An incredible miracle occurred, and God has, I think, great plans for this country, and this is an opportunity to be able to move forward and unite the country on the one hand, but not unite it by just forgetting about what ultimately led to these kinds of things. Stopping this demonization and weaponization of the government. And as it relates to this particular assassination attempt, we'll talk about it a little bit later, we must have a thorough, rigorous investigation, and people who had failures in the Secret Service agency and other agencies need to be held accountable. And this DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, needs to end because it is deadly.
Yes, I mean, I watched it July 13th. I witnessed the rally. I'll never forget that, standing in my kitchen, watching on my phone and hearing him talk and then hear the gunshots, see him drop to the ground. Then it just, my heart dropped at the same time, and I just began praying for him, fervently praying for him. Oh, Lord, please save him. And then this kind of confusion all happened, the security came around him and then started to take him off the stage. But then he took the opportunity to look at the crowd and say, fight, fight, fight. And to me, to take that opportunity to minister, so to speak, to the crowd, to the audience, to all of us that were watching, just instilled that same spirit that Donald Trump has always had, and to unite this country to fight, to never give in, to never give up, no matter who comes against you. And I think that was a historic moment that will change the trajectory of this country.
Yeah, I think that was a changing point in the history of this country. I think that will forever go down to the history books as a significant change point, and that iconic photo will be in the history books for generations to come.
But we also really saw who he is. You know, many have said, oh, he's just in it for himself or whatever. You saw he was willing to take
a bullet.
And he did take a bullet for this country.
He could. The amazing thing is that he had the presence of mind and the tenacity and the courage, not knowing how badly he was injured. He knew he was bleeding. Not knowing if there's another sniper out there somewhere.
Right.
To actually encourage the crowd. It is an absolute miracle. It is a game-changing event, I think, for the life of Donald Trump, and I pray that it continues to be a change time for him in terms of his walk with God. And I think it's certainly one of those moments to change history and allow the country to come together and be united and put away all this weaponization of the government and demonization of people, because that's what leads up to this. Now, the other thing that we have happen, and this is part of the Biden administration's problem with this diversity, equity, and inclusion. You've got the head of the Secret Service Director, Kimberly Cheadle. She was appointed by Joe Biden, and her main goal is to increase DEI, or diversity, equity, and inclusion in the Secret Service. Her stated mission is, quote, protection and investigations by leading a diverse workforce, close quote. Now, her diverse workforce are people who would be women, LGBTQ, indigenous people, Native American people, all of that. Look, I'm fine with having diversity as long as the first and most important criteria is met, and that is they are capable. And what we clearly learned during the replays of so many videos from Saturday night is that the Secret Service director needs to go. There needs to be an investigation, and this DEI needs to stop. We have a petition and a fax page on the Liberty Council Action page, lcaction.org, lcaction.org. Fax members of Congress to investigate the Secret Service and also the Department of Homeland Security, and also find out what happened, hold people accountable, and stop the DEI. Look, when you look at some of these women, you had a woman who was part of taking him off the stage, and she was so short.
Just like 2 feet
that
too
she,
short.
Yeah. Her body did not cover President Trump's body.
Yeah, and the purpose when the Secret Service, they are to be like bullet shields for the president to surround him. If you go back and look at, for example, when Reagan, he was speaking on a platform and you heard this like glass break, and then this man tried to rush onto the platform. That man and the president were whisked off the stage so fast you could barely blink an eye, and they were gone. And that's the way they should treat them. Protect him and get him off the stage. So the question is, why did they wait so long, and why did they put a woman that was too short?
Well, and then you have the other three women. One of them that when he got into the Suburban to be escorted away, the Beast, you know, the armored vehicle, he got into that particular vehicle to be escorted away. You had three women agents. One could not holster her weapon. Tried several times, could not get her weapon into her own holster, so she had to hold on to her weapon. And then you had all three of them. One of them wanted to put on her glasses and fix her glasses, sunglasses.
The other one's kind
of
walking in
circles. And then all three
of
them, they're just all walking in circles,
yeah.
Walking in circles,
well,
walking in circles.
You should be protecting that SUV.
And finally, one of them grabbed the side of the door handle and walked with the Suburban, and the others finally realized, oh, that's what they're supposed to do. You know, what you saw was a totally incompetent Secret Service, and a totally incompetent Secret Service was also responsible, directly or indirectly, for the fact that the shooter was able to climb on top of a building when multiple people had seen him, taken videos, shouted that there's a man on the roof with the rifle. That building should have been secured. And in fact, we understand by some of the reports that that building was also supposed to be used as a staging area for the local police. All of this falls back onto the Secret Service and the head of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle. They are supposed to be responsible for coordinating all of the security, local as well as their own department, both interior and on the perimeter, and certainly on the perimeter, 150 yards away at an elevated line of sight. That's a prime example of a building that should have been secure. That guy should have never been anywhere close to that building or to that rally carrying a rifle.
So they definitely need to be, you know, investigated. There needs to be some accountability. But on the other hand, we praise God, you know, we could have woken up, awakened to a whole different day if it had been a tragic situation.
Oh, yes.
So we praise God for his hand upon President Trump, for protecting him and for protecting this country from tragedy.
Absolutely. It's an absolute miracle. We're thankful to God. We're thankful that, you know, we're sad that there's been a tragedy and a death and some injuries, but we're thankful that President Donald Trump survived. But this DEI is deadly. It has to stop. Go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org, send faxes, sign the petition, send it out to your friends. This has to require a full investigation. People need to be held responsible, and this DEI, both in the Secret Service and elsewhere, needs to end today.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.